This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas. We are live on FUBAR Radio, and I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collins.
How are you, El?
I'm great, darling. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Loving it. The old sun's come out again.
Wasn't it lovely? We had summer for another 10 minutes, back to autumn.
Not much over the old bank holiday, was there? But
no.
We don't like to complain.
We don't. It's meant to pick up again next week. So
oh, is it?
It is.
Fingers crossed for next week. Now, guys, this ain't a weather show, as you well know. So, tonight we're going to be joined by Love Island 2024 winner Josh. And we're also joined by Below Decks Kyle. Now, El, we had the bank holiday. You've got the bun in the oven.
Yeah.
What's your plans for the summer? Any holidays booked?
I do. I'm off to Italy.
Oh, nice.
Going next week, the end of next week.
Mangi.
Oh, God, I can't wait for pizza and pasta. We're going to Naples, which is like the home of pizza. So we're going to... Yeah, I'm going to stuff my face. I can't wait. I'm bulking now. It's bulking season.
I love that. Joe, I've never been to Italy, which is ironic because I love Italian food, coffee and men. So why have I never been?
I should
fucking emigrate to Italy?
I'll send you pictures of all those things.
With Brexit, am I? Fuck it, that's on and off, isn't it? Anyway, this ain't a politics show, as you well know. Now, guys, those that are our day ones know that we always start Access with a little bit of showbiz gossip, and today is no different. We are joined by the lovely Hayley Palmer. How are you, Hayley?
I'm very good, and I have to say, I've never been to Italy either.
If you're not, should we go?
And I love Italy. Italy, Italian men and food.
Me and you, let's go.
Let's share the love. Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, come with me next week because we'll.
Oh, okay.
We'll do it.
We might take you up on that. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm free.
I want to talk about celebrity gossip, of course. And I've got all the best gossip for you. I want to talk about JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes because if you watch Big Brother. You may be obsessed with this storyline.
I'm too invested in this couple. Like, I'm a married woman. I need to chill out.
So, they have allegedly confirmed their romance. I saw that coming. I know people were like, oh, no, they're friends. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was a definite for
How
me.
Many confirms do we need, though? Because there was the holiday maker that took the photo of them on the Lilo kissing. That was kind of a confirm. Then there's been the subtle things. Then there's the Instagram stories and the posts and the captions. But they're going to confirm again for us.
Well, this bit has confirmed it for me. Because apparently JoJo dedicated a song to Chris.
Okay.
As she performed for the second night in a row in London. And she sang Betty Davies' Eyes, which she changed to Chris Hughes' Eyes.
Shut up.
I mean, what more do you need?
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about the fact that they kept on calling each other siblings after the kiss. It's like a sibling relationship. I was like, guys, we need to just confirm it now because, like, you know, it's getting weird.
I saw that the ex-partner has done a podcast last week speaking out about the whole going down kind of thing.
I mean,
I'll be honest, disclaimer, I've not listened. I think it's about an hour and something long. I've just seen clips on the social.
She's too busy, babes.
Busy bitch. But yeah, they were saying that obviously they'd come over to support, blah, blah, blah. And it's, I don't know if they've said this in the interview or if it's just, it's obviously come from somewhere, but it's all over socials. Apparently, after JoJo said, like, we're Romeo done, she didn't say Romeo done, that's what I was saying. I think what she said, that's your look kind of thing. The partner turned around and said, well, you're going to upgrade my flight to business class.
Because
I've come all the way to UK for you
fair.
And this show.
Okay.
Fair comment, actually.
Am I going to get a business class? Basically, you fucking mug me off. Can I turn left, please, babes?
Yeah.
And it was a big fat no.
No.
Oh. Yeah, there was no business class.
Oh, I mean, to be fair to her, I don't know if it's to be fair, but she did end it as soon as she came out of Big Brother, didn't she?
Yeah.
So the guilt, I would imagine, if it was me, would have eaten me up, been like, oh my God, I need to end this quick.
Yeah.
And I'm quite dramatic like that as well. Like, no, it's over.
Yeah.
But I probably would have paid for them to have business class just to keep things sweet.
Especially JoJo. Like, she has the money. She's grand. She's good for it. Like,
yeah.
But she was... like I say, singing that song, but Chris wasn't actually there, but apparently she was wearing his orange beanie hat.
Wow, these guys are in love.
So there's a lot.
I went down a rabbit hole on American TikTok yesterday.
Oh, is it a separate TikTok?
Well, no, it's just sometimes your algorithm updates to loads of American stories. Basically, I was watching too much Trump stuff. But I got onto the JoJo Siwa stuff from the Americans' point of view. And the Americans were saying, this is what she does. I know the British people don't know her yet, but this is what she does. Every few months she has a new relationship and she becomes like completely obsessed with that person.
Oh, I'm like that.
She changes everything about her personality. She is 100% that person. And then it ends like a car crash. They were like, this is like her fourth or fifth relationship in the past like 2 years.
Fuck a duck.
Yeah.
Because I see that, I mean, I don't follow her, so when I say I see, again, through social, same thing, we know this by now, guys, those that have tuned in here for the last 5.5 years. When I see, social sees, that's what we're saying. Basically, Chris went to pick up JoJo and her mum, I think from Heathrow, could be any London airport, I'm going to say Heathrow, and she'd captioned it, my heart.
Oh.
So Chris was stood with her mum, and she did a little photo, she put it on her stories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't he have some flowers for her?
Yeah.
I don't know if he had.
And he was ripping the label off the flower, like he got them from the garage. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No. But
he said they were reduced, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Because one of the paps asked him. But see, I know way too much shit about this.
It's quite scary.
I feel a bit of a stalker, for sure, look. One of the paps asked him at the airport, why are you ripping the label off? And he said, oh, they were in the reduced section.
And at then that the
said, right, she's American, she won't know what a yellow label is.
No, the pap ratted him out when JoJo came through. The pap was like, by the way, they're reduced. I saw the clip. I'm like, that's mean. That's just me. Okay.
Anyway, we wish them well. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. We do. It is very interesting because there is a... What's your thoughts, girls, just before we move on, on this whole thing? No, I'm not going to say, is it going to go the distance, because we ain't got our crystal balls. This ain't that kind of show. Do you think this is legit? Do you think is this, some have gone, it's a showmance. Do you think this is a showmance, or do you think this is gonna...
I don't know. It's hard to tell. When they were in the Big Brother house, I just thought, like, oh, there is a possibility that maybe Chris wants to break America and she would be a very handy friend to have. But I don't know. I've seen clips now. He looks like doughy-eyed when he's watching her perform and stuff. So maybe he is falling for her.
Yeah, I'll have to say, they are very into each other and in sync with each other.
Yeah.
And there's definitely some huge connection going on.
Yeah.
Is it going to last? I don't know. But at the moment, I think it is for real.
And when people are talking about the age gap, do you think is 10 years... Let's open it up to the room, guys. Get in touch. Is 10 years too much for a relationship? As an age difference?
I don't think so, personally. But it's just the way the age is right now.
Yeah.
Like, she's only 21, isn't it?
I think if it was 41 and 31, yes, completely different.
Yeah, totally different. It's just she's so young. If I picture myself at a 21-year-old, I hadn't a clue what I wanted.
Yeah,
no. So it makes sense that she's confused about her sexuality.
You were still
stuff.
Running around slagging it up.
Oh, my God, totally.
Nothing has changed.
Living her best whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
But, God loves you.
Yeah.
And best of luck to you. And we'll see how it all turns out. Mm-hmm. I am just intrigued to know, though, how it would be, because it is... Everyone's got something to say on this, because I think very much when you watch a relationship blossom on reality TV, yada, 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 that it's kind of... Some people are still really anti it because of the circumstances, not just the age, but the fact that JoJo was in a relationship. I do wonder if it would be a very different situation if her relationship was with a man and not not a man.
Yeah.
With someone non-binary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was a straight heterosexual relationship, if people would think it was...
Do you think people would be more fuming if it was a man?
Yeah, because there's been incidents on Big Brother in the past where you're like, you've got a boyfriend on the outside.
Yeah.
And like, people are like horrified, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I feel like people were going with their line saying we're just siblings and close banter because she was a lesbian. So they were going, okay, they're just really awkwardly close. But
now it's even more awkward.
Yeah. I don't know.
Even more awkwardly with my lesbian sister. Anyway, what else, Miss Hayley Palmer?
Well, Love Island is coming back Monday the 9th of June at 9 p.m.
I got a text.
And they have their first signing. Apparently, he's a PT. He's the first Love Islander star confirmed. He's called Aaron Bucket. I have done my research for you guys. They have checked him out.
Right.
Is he a salt?
He's a sort. You're like him, Bobs.
Very important work, Hayley.
I know.
She's so busy.
I've got above and beyond for you guys.
What's he like? Tall, brunette.
Tall, sexy, brunette. Fits. Ooh, that's all you need. I have no idea about his personality, but that's all that matters.
Get me in that villa.
So yeah, as they speak, they are, you know, each day they're kind of confirming new people at the moment. So yeah, it's going to start next Monday. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if I am a little bit over Love Island because it's been out for so long, and I'm like, is it the usual kind of thing? Personally, I like to see an over 40s Love Island. I'm just speaking for myself.
Yes.
Or I know they tried to with Davina, didn't they? My mum, your dad. But I just literally want to see like different people go in there and just watch what happens. I'm not sure if I want to see the same thing again.
Yeah.
But of course I will watch it because I have to do my research.
The Davina thing was a totally different show. She was pitching it like an older Love Island. But actually, it's a lovely show, but it wasn't Love Island.
Yeah, I agree.
I want the actual Love Island, the villa, and have older people go in there. Because watching people navigate relationships in their 20s is just so boring. They're all riding each other. Like, who cares?
Yeah. All ravers and slags.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see someone that's been divorced 3 times.
Yeah.
Oh, not even at 40, because let's have it right. How old are you?
3 times at 40.
How old are you? If you don't mind me asking, is that really ungentlemanly?
In princesses or real years? I'm going to be 44 in July.
I'm only 2 or 3 years away from being in that older cat. Do you know what I mean? And I don't consider us over the hill.
No, I think we're like so young and got so much great energy.
We should be in that bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So your 40-year-olds now are more like 30-year-olds. I think I've got
20,
more energy.
Fuck off,
no, I think I've got more energy because some 20-year-olds are like, we've got great energy. So like our age, basically.
Yeah. It's the best age. I'm better than I was at 20 at everything.
You sound like Donald Trump. My age is the best age. But I think as well, if there's older people going in there, they're going in for love. People in their 20s are going in for the brand deals, the boohoo deals,
the blue
or whatever.
Tick.
Like, I want to see people actually find love.
Mm. So do I. Yeah. That old school romance again, isn't it? And I know you've got like your celebs go dating and first dates, but I just want to see people on holiday in their 40s hooking up or long-term romance.
Yeah.
Can we not have that, please, ITV?
And normal bodies, so I can have my biscuits and
tea. Normal body.
No shame.
Brenda from Barclays getting fingered in the pole.
Normal bodies. I can't even say.
No, definitely.
Sally from Sainsbury's is giving head round the back. Oh, people,
we don't tune in.
Yeah, we're cheating. Me and Aiden, we put our names down there.
Sign me up.
Moving on from this.
I don't know how we can follow that. To be quite honest with you. But I want to talk about Tom Cruise because I am going to boast now, but I went to the Mission Impossible premiere last week and I saw Tom Cruise. He's a lovely guy.
Did you see him though?
Tell us why you told us off here, Hayley. Let's cut to the chase.
Tom Cruise, he's very small.
He's quite short.
But I mean, what a guy.
What height is he?
Well, I'm 5'11", so I say he's half of me.
Half? Oh my God, like your child.
Sorry, Tom Cruise, if you're listening.
What would you say? Would you say he's hitting 5 foot or is he like very, very vertically challenged?
Very vertically challenged.
Four foot something.
No, I'd say good 5 foot, Kylie Minogue level, 5 foot 2.
5 foot 2, oh my God.
Oh,
but lovely smile.
Yeah, like handsome
smile,
face.
Beautiful.
How has he not aged? I don't get it. Like his face looks exact same.
Is that honey and oatmeal scrub from the body shop, is it? maybe. Oil of Yule.
But he does all of his own stunts. And I think that's incredible.
He earns his dough. Don't get me hanging out of a fucking helicopter.
No, and apparently he was 3 minutes away from a catastrophe while filming Mission Impossible, which he nearly passed out, apparently, in one of the stunts that he was doing. But he likes to get fully involved, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he really does.
He gets busy.
He does. He really gets into it. Like, how can they afford the insurance for these movies when the main actor is doing all the stunts? I don't get it.
I have no idea, but it was the last Mission Impossible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So have you seen it?
He needs a break.
I've not seen
I
that.
Haven't, no.
It's 3 hours long. I've never seen one of them. Not a single mission. I've never seen a James Bond. I've never seen a Mission Impossible. I've never seen an Harry Potter.
I'm exactly the same.
Never seen a Bridget Jones. Love it.
Bobby, can I just marry you, please?
Yes.
Oh, God's sake. No, but I sat there for 3 hours and I've...
It's a long fucking
time. I think I've got ADHD. I couldn't sit still. No. I was like, Anthony Pants.
That's longer than the Titanic 3 hours. And we all knew the ending of that.
Yeah.
That was hard to sit through. Before it sinks, we knew it was going to sink.
Yeah.
And Bobby's... I resented every second of it back in 1997. Well, the boat's fucking going down. Still, we know how this ends.
You're still pissed off.
Yeah, I like to watch Titanic, but I only like to watch the first half.
Do you?
Yeah, I switch it off in the second half.
Do you get a little bit of a tear in your eye when you see Jack go down with his little curtains with ice in?
Jack? Yeah. Totally. He's
I would have kicked her off that fucking door so quick.
I know. So mean.
He is gorgeous in Titanic, isn't he?
Oh my God, he was so hot.
He's perfection.
So
hot. When he does a little dancing bit. Oh. His Irish jig.
Yeah.
Makes you feel at home, Eldon.
I loved it. I felt like being down in the sewer.
So I did. Oh, what a pleasure. How lovely. Thanks for coming in, Ailey.
So
we do love. Love you, babes. Come see you soon.
I will.
So, guys, we're going to take a little break, probably about 2 or 3 minutes, and then we are going to be joined by Josh from Love Island. So, we'll see you in 2.
Foobar Radio. Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on Foobar Radio.
Let's go back to the beginning. A mortgage advisor. What does a mortgage advisor do?
So, the main purpose of a mortgage advisor is to help you to achieve the best possible mortgage solution on time and first time. Typically, in the modern day, it's somebody who's going to hold your hand through the full home buying process, liaising with solicitors, estate agents, helping with insurance, and being in your corner on your team to make sure you achieve that goal.
You're listening to Foobar Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
If you drink a little, then drive, you risk losing your licence. You risk every day becoming more complicated.
How am I supposed to get to training, Dad? How am I supposed to...
You risk losing your job.
I'm going to have to let you go. You risk
your family not looking at you the same way.
I can't believe you did that.
You risk injuring someone.
Hello, I need an ambulance.
You risk being seen as a drink driver. Drink a little, risk a lot. Think.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
What the hell with Georges Bertineau on FUBAR Radio.
Up now is Ephraim Mason-Clark, professional footballer. You got the chance to work under Frank Lampard. Just tell me a little bit about him.
The first day he came in, it was just like, the word isn't starstruck, but it's just like, this is a legend in not just English football, but football in the whole world. So at the start, it was more of like, wow. And then it's like, you just switch off from being a fan to... This is like the gaffer now.
Couple Goals with Sophie Kasai and Jordan Brooke.
Maura Higgins.
That's a Geordie Shaw thing.
Has scrubbed a shitty toilet with her ex-boyfriend's toothbrush. Why did she do this?
He's obviously done something very bad.
Do we know who he is? Does anybody know who he is?
No, but I mean, I don't think he'd want to know who he is.
No.
I think he'd probably go and hide in now, whoever that is.
Mate, if you're listening to this, go and buy a new toothbrush because you've still got the same one.
Get yourself to Turkey and get yourself some veneers because I can't imagine them teeth are going to last much longer.
No.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris, and we've just been joined by Mr. Josh from Love Island in the studio. Woo!
Yo, what's going on, people?
How are you, fella?
I'm not too bad, man. Good to be here.
So good to see you. I was just saying to Josh off camera, not many men make me feel small. I'm 6'2". Yeah. I kid out, I feel like Tom Cruise. I'm a borrower. How tall are you?
I'm actually 6'4".
Yeah, you're big. You've got more inches on you than that, I'm sure.
I actually get that comment all the time in public. People come up to me like, oh, you're that tall. And I'm like, well, I am.
So, Josh, obviously we've got to start by talking about Love Island.
Right.
How did you find that experience?
Crazy, man. I feel like the more time has gone by and reflecting on it, I still can't like believe I actually went on the show, because I used to watch the show all the time, not thinking that I actually wanted to go on it. But yeah, crazy, man. It was a good experience overall. Looking back now, I enjoyed it a lot. It's actually crazy because you go in there realising that, okay, one way or the other, my life is never going to be the same coming out. Yeah. They're either going to really love you or really hate you. And like, you know what I mean?
It's a risk. Were you nervous about that risk going in?
Funny enough, I really wasn't. But looking back now, I'm thinking, how was I not nervous? I was like, wow, how was I not nervous? But yeah, there were moments in there where you could just get a bit of silence and you're just looking obviously into the sunset and you're just thinking, I wonder what everyone else is doing and whatnot, and you're just chilling. And like, those moments you can't actually get again, because it's like you've got no phone, unless you're on like another show, innit?
Yeah.
But you get no phone, you can't speak to anyone really, and you're just, you know, peace and like serenity. Like, those are the best moments.
Nowadays, we don't really ever have an hour away from a phone, let alone weeks.
Yeah.
How did you find the comparison? Like, you mentioned that you was a fan of the show.
Right.
How did it go from being fan to Islander?
Oof. I mean, I wouldn't say I was a fan. I wouldn't keep.
I'm not mugging you off.
No, I weren't mugging you off.
I mean, I did keep up as well as I probably, you know, as well as the average person who really loves Love Island. Yeah. But I knew enough about what was going on, and it was a bit crazy because I remember the first day walking on there, like I was so calm, even on the first like meeting everyone and whatnot. And then I walked in, and then I remember I was like, wow, like, it's bigger than what I thought it was, and all of this and that. And I was like, come on, Josh, you need to get it together, like, whatnot. And then, you know, I did. And then after a couple of hours, I was just like, oh, it's just here.
And then he come out fucking winning it.
I know, crazy. Did you ever think for 1 second?
No, not for a second. Realistically, nah, not for a second. I thought about winning on it. I didn't even think I was going to go.
Why?
I'll be honest, because obviously you get told you're going to be a bombshell. And I just assumed I'd come in, like, it's easy. I'll kick back and chill for a bit. I'll be in next week. Next week, Kate weren't there. I was like, all right, cool. You know, they're just keeping the best for last and whatnot. The next week Kate weren't there. And then I remember Cassa Moore coming on. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm been in this. I'm not doing this no more. And then I was literally in the gym. And then I got a call saying, right, we need you on tomorrow. And I was like, well, I haven't even done my hair, or I haven't even got a haircut. Like, I haven't gotten my clothes ready. And I was just had to literally turn it all around. And the next day I was on there. The next evening.
Wait, so you were in the UK and they ran you?
Yeah, I was in the UK. Yeah.
I thought they'd keep you like in a hotel room.
I think I'm one of the few people, if not maybe the only person that I've ever spoken to that has literally not had time in a holding villa. Like, everyone gets.
You've had a touch, really, then.
I mean, not really, because I was
when
tired.
You're in lockdown, you don't have phones, so at least you could still have communication, you could still watch the show, had access to the internet.
But I stopped watching because I thought I wasn't going on.
Schoolboy error.
Yeah, because I thought I wasn't going on, so I just stopped watching.
Fuck it off.
Yeah, I just thought, forget this. Yeah,
I don't need it anymore.
So you mentioned that you never thought you'd win, and I almost feel a little bit awkward asking this, because I kind of just can't believe it's even a thing, but is that because a lot was made of you being the first black couple to win the show, which I just think in 2024 at the time. It's just the most fucking bizarre thing that we even have to come out and go with the first black. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? I'll be so honest, like, I didn't even know that until Maya at the end came and told us as soon as the show finished. She was like, you're the first black couple, how does it feel? And I was like, what?
That's crazy.
I didn't even realise.
Yeah.
But as soon as she said it, I was like, oh my God, it's true. No other black couples won the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's crazy. I didn't realise. And then I think that's when obviously it sunk in the gravity of how big this might actually be. But yeah, I never realised.
No.
Yeah, not at all.
And I hate to kind of, what goes up must come down. Right. But obviously you won. You got 50 bags. Lovely.
25 bags.
He took it off.
You've got to give the other half 25.
I didn't know you don't do that anymore. They literally say now, okay, you're getting 25 and you're getting 25. Because
really?
I remember back in the day you used to be able to split. No, not anymore.
Yeah.
You'd have to look. Sadly or happily, where you're looking at it, you guys ain't together, you and me anymore.
Yeah.
How is single life? Are you
I'm in a healthy relationship. Been with healthy her for a long time. Nice. She's really, really great. Yeah, I'm so glad I met her. I'm in a good relationship, man. Good space.
Nice.
I think, you know, we go so well together. She's so amazing. Like, I literally didn't think, I wasn't even in a position where I was like, I want to get in a relationship. I thought, right, I've got so much work to do, I probably want to be by myself for a bit. But it was actually such an accident, like, because as soon as I met her, I was just like, okay, cool, I think I'm gonna have to backtrack on that.
They do say it though, don't they? When you're least looking for it. Are you a big believer that everything happens for a reason?
Yes, 100%. Because, like, as soon as I met her, I just wouldn't stop seeing her every single day. Like, I just kept staying around and I was thinking, what is wrong with you? Get a life. Like, stop hanging around. Bro. But, yeah, like, everything happens for a reason, man. Like,
how did you guys meet?
We met at a party. We met at a party. My birthday party.
No way.
We met at my birthday party. And literally, like, I had no intentions to... But I met Asura and I was just like, wow. Like, crazy.
Did you not invite her to your birthday?
I actually, because obviously, so basically my birthday party, like, I just wanted it to be this big thing, a big celebration, because obviously I've come off the show and I just wanted, you know, to celebrate with, you know, just the community, you know what I mean? And just people, like, in the space and whatnot. Nice. So it was loads of, like, industry people here, and that was obviously the aim, just like, get your friends, big people here, industry people. And she was obviously, she's a singer.
Yeah.
So I just thought, yeah, just come along and whatnot. It was never spoken to her before, never known her before ever. I just, you know, brought her along. And then I remember I was so drunk that night. And I had to do so many, like, questions and stuff and whatnot. But I remember I saw her for, like, a minute and I was just like, wow. And then I was just like, okay, I'm going to talk to you after. And I remember at the end of the party, it ended at 3 a.m. in the morning. And, like, I had to stay and do something. But she was about to leave and I told my manager, no, wait. I need to say something. So she knows. And then ever since then, I just, like, never really looked back.
And what did you need to say to her? Come home, I'm going to give you one, darling.
We stayed tonight.
Yes, lad, it's your birthday. Yeah, everyone deserves a birthday bang. What's the lovely lady called?
Her name is Jazz Min, but she's known as Jazz Karras.
Love that. How is things now? Does paths cross with Mimi at all? You know, it's a very small industry, and you know what it's like. We go to events and stuff. When you bump into each other, is it awkward? Is it amicable? Because, I mean, there's nothing worse than an ex genuinely in life, especially when you're in the same industry and you have to bump in with them. If it's ended badly, sometimes you think, fucking hell.
Right. No, man, to be honest, I mean, for everyone else, I can imagine why everyone else feels like that. But for me, it's just like, hi, and then just keep moving and whatnot.
Closure, that's a lovely place to be, Josh.
Respectfully, there's nothing to really talk about.
Yeah.
I moved on, I'm happy.
Did your new partner watch the series of Love Island that you were in?
So me and Jess spoke about it, and she actually saw bits and bobs of it.
Right.
And I think she watched some of the final, I'm not sure, but she saw when I went in there.
Yeah.
But she didn't actually watch it. But so she had an idea of who I was.
I'd be straight back watching it. I'd be like, really?
Are you sure you want to see that?
No, I wouldn't want to see that.
Really?
Because you've got to see him chirps and other birds and grafting.
Would you want to see your partner on TV? And I kind of feel awkward sometimes because it's like, I don't want to see that because it's like, oh.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But you know when you're first dating someone and you're like Googling their name and you want to get to know them? Like, surely
she loves all fetishes and stuff. She's a right dirty cat. Thank God she's pregnant, I tell you. Fucking there ain't a club in Soho she ain't hung around. Leather swing, she loves it.
How did we get from watching Love Island?
Because you're a hoe. No, we love her, really.
Yeah.
He's such a gentleman. So am I. Is there a WhatsApp group for your series of Love Island?
No. Funny enough, probably should be. But you know what it is, right? I came in the last 3 weeks, and I think the show goes on for like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And when I came in, I think like half the boys left within about 3 or 4 days. So I felt like I didn't really get a chance to really bond with everyone on the show.
Mm.
And on top of that, I felt like I was like the oldest guy in there, apart from your friend Joey.
Yeah.
Joey was the oldest, but apart from me, I was the eldest boy in there. Mm. So I didn't really felt like I had enough time to really like merge with everyone and like get really, really cool.
You had a touch, mate. You've rocked up, done 3 weeks, got 25 fucking grand. You've had a lovely
I don't know how I've done it like that, honestly. I don't know how it came out like that.
Fair play, Sam.
That's iconic.
Yeah, honestly.
So how has life changed for you then after the Villa?
Dramatically. Still to this day, I still have people coming up to me. It's so funny because I get fellas come up to me and they say, oh, my wife loves you so much and whatnot. And I get old women coming up to me sometimes and they were like, you're such a gentleman and all stuff like that. But yeah, it's changed crazy. I get more opportunities now, a chance for me to touch on things that I'm passionate about, things that I actually want to really do. And yeah, man, overall, it's good. I mean, you know what it's like. You get your bad moments where people are too invasive and stuff like that. But, you know, it comes with it. You just got to know how to maneuver your way through it. But overall, I mean, I'm glad I did it. It's led me to where I am now. I'm happy with my life, happy I'm with, I'm happy what I'm doing, so I can't complain.
Happy days. I always like to ask people, it's like a full circle moment. I like to ask what's going down in the DMs. Now, obviously, you've got a lovely lady in your life now, but you know what time it is here. I get a lot of dick pics about. Now, I'm sure you're not really someone I can imagine many geezers sending Corey to. Although some try their luck, do you know what I mean?
I think he's building up for what he's going to do later.
Don't worry, I'm not sliding your DMs out of the Corey app. Have you had any women slide in with like the odd little tit or anything else?
Just one tit
or a bit of Jack and Dan.
I mean, if I'm being totally honest, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be boring or anything, but if they have, I might not have seen it. I haven't actually seen any.
Bollocks! I don't believe it.
You know, you get messages from girls all the time. Like,
yeah, but you never opened your DM as well to say a pair of tits.
Nah, I don't even see that.
He's a smart boy.
He's very, very smart.
Very clever.
I'm trying to sleep a happy man.
Yeah, he is.
Trying to get me killed tonight.
He's very clever. So what are you working on at the moment? You have something in the pipeline?
Yeah. Oh, you know what's so funny? I spoke to my manager before coming in. I was like, can I speak about it? I was like, no, it's a bit too premature. Can't say anything yet. But I'll try and give you some sort of idea. Right, I used to play football. And I used to do that for a living. And I felt like coming off the show and going through, various things, it made me realise how much mental health is important. And I wanted to merge the two and find a way I could, sort of put a message out there. So I am working on something which will involve sort of mental health amongst men and sort of football, where I came from. My history. So I feel like that's something I'm really, really, really excited about.
That's amazing. I feel like men, especially today, need more good people to look up to, like strong, nice, genuine men.
Yeah, 100%.
With the Andrew Tates of the world just ruining and rotting men's brains, it's good to see.
I feel like there's so much peer pressure in men growing up. Yeah, especially in London, man. Everyone's got a Mercedes, everyone's got a Lamborghini or something. And some guys, unfortunately, are just, not there. And whatever they're doing, they might feel inferior. But, even if you're not on the TV, even if you're working in Tesco, you're working in, the library or whatever, big up you. Whatever you're doing is great. But a lot of men feel a lot of pressure nowadays. And I feel like a lot of it's to social media and to stuff that are going on. And it's causing a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to touch on all these different aspects of, mental health and pressure, especially in young men.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they need someone that's going to be like a beacon for them.
Yeah.
Someone that they can relate to. That's not just going to be boring and but it's going to be fun as well.
Men really struggle to talk about their feelings as well, don't they?
I do as well, yeah.
Oh, completely.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that?
100%. I think people, just because I'm gay, don't tell anyone.
Okay, yeah.
It's a secret.
His wife will kill him.
But even though I'm gay, would be like, they wouldn't expect that. Yeah. But I think it's just a manly. My family, Beth, not. You know what I mean? We're not brought up to run around. I might slut drop in the sugar every now and then.
in a former
life.
Yeah.
But it is a very hard thing, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And sadly, the statistics speak for themselves, and I think we're just losing far too many people now in mental health. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I think social media, we can all be guilty of it. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes, it is.
We can look at someone, you can look at a Kardashian, for instance, first thing come. Look at the motors, look at Kylie Jenner, she's got 54 Lamb, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you go, well, I ain't got that.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a fucking downward circle, and then people isolate, and then we know what happens.
Like, I was even having a conversation with my girlfriend on my way here, and I was just telling her, like, she's like, what's wrong? I can tell you're a bit off. You're like, you should be, you know, a bit more upbeat. You're going on the radio. And I was just like, yeah, you know, like, even me, I'm trying to be the spokesman, and I still feel like that. I'm like, sometimes I just feel like I want so much more. She's like, you're fine, you're doing your, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's a reminder, because you just get in that comparison state where you're just looking at these people, and you shouldn't be looking at that. You should be
completely
happier within yourself. You know?
And even you saying that to young men as well will make them think, okay, so it is okay to feel like, do you know this, and you're cool, you're like an ex-footballer, you're on Love Island, you're quite cool. So like, it's not a teacher coming in, you know, 100%. Just telling them how they should feel or how they should open up. It's someone, you know, that they want to be.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I feel like, because you touched on it earlier, you were like, am I happy I'm on the show? And I'm like, yes I am, because I feel like I'm finding my calling, because you take time to find your feet coming off Love Island,
100%,
you know what I mean? You do all of these other things and whatnot, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to talk about this if I didn't do what I did, and I feel like that was maybe the reason why I was blessed in that position. So
absolutely,
everything happens for a reason.
Completely,
100%.
Would you ever do reality TV again?
I feel like I have had opportunities. I've had a few shows.
What?
What
have they asked? Which shows?
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
You're allowed. It's Access All Areas.
If you turned it down, you're allowed.
I was asked about All Stars.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I was asked about All Stars.
Why didn't you go back?
Because he's got a girlfriend.
Oh right.
But not even just that. You know what's crazy? I just didn't think that that's something I would want to do.
That's
how we spoke about it for like the last 20 minutes.
My memory goes.
I thought you would have said that, not her.
It's been a long day.
That's fine. No, but I got asked All Stars. What else? I remember Celebs Go Dating or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was another one, and I don't want to say it because it might happen, but I don't want to say it.
You're like, please, no more dating shows.
No more dating shows. No. I feel like, I feel like it's good. If you want to do it, great. But I just feel like, for me, I feel like, I feel like I've done Love Island, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I feel like there's another tone I want to take with my career. Mm. I would do a reality show. I think my dream reality show would probably either be something on Netflix. Like, I'm a Celeb is not on Netflix, obviously. I would love to do I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
And I told you already, SAS, I think that was like right up my street. I think I'll smash that. SAS.
Oh, you'd be unreal at that.
Yeah, I think I
it's the hardest thing I've ever done, but such an amazing thing, honestly.
Did he shout at you as well? Because I saw
fucking
him shouting
at me.
I'd be crying.
I saw him trying to break some people down. I was like, nah.
Yeah, they don't fuck about.
No.
It's full on.
How many weeks is it?
2 weeks, you're there.
It looks longer on the show when you're watching it.
2 weeks is a long time. When you're not eating, you're not sleeping. Like, you're lucky if you're getting 2-3 hours a day.
Traitors, I would love to do. I would love to do Traitors. But I think I'll go out early because everyone would just think I've got a bad poker face, so I can't.
Well, get them signed up, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
I think, like I say, it's so funny, like, especially when you've come from Love Island and then dating shows approach, like your Celebs Go Dating.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the other one?
Oh, what was it? All Stars.
I think I did Celebs Go Dating, I think Series 3 was. It was the first time they'd ever had a gay guy doing it. I think they was finding their feet with it. And bear in mind, I've worked in this industry now. I've been on TV 15 years. I can tell you that the respect I have for people that do dating shows, it is the most raw and vulnerable.
Yes.
Because you're literally putting your bollocks on the table.
You are.
For rejection. It's like, this is me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Hats off to people who do dating shows. It was...
But I think that's what people like about you. So maybe that vulnerability is what draws people to you.
Yeah.
In my head, for example, like when I was on a dating show, I remember I had moments where I was like, I am getting absolutely cooked on social media right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I came out to realise people actually liked it, that I was being vulnerable. I remember seeing you a couple times on the show, and I remember, like, I've always known you as being someone that's like honest to talk about how you're feeling. I feel like maybe that's worked in your favour.
Oh, thank you, Josh. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Send our love to your lovely lady.
I will. She's listening now.
Hello, girl.
What's her name again?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Jazz, we love you, darling.
See you soon, baby.
See you soon, baby. We'll be there.
Thanks again, Josh. No, what a gentleman. So, guys, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be joined by Carl, and we're going to be talking all things Below Deck. We'll see you in two.
Fubar Radio.
Access All Areas continues next. Fubar Radio.
Death, a funny business on Fubar Radio with Becky Briggs and Natasha Spencer-Levy.
the lovely Matt Phipps.
Hello. The thing that surprised me most was how much joy I took in being, like, making people feel really uncomfortable. It's so
Amen.
Good. So good.
Your mum jokes change completely.
My friend the other day, she was like, how tall is your mum? And I was like, oh, she's 6 feet under. Yeah, they did not know what to do with that. Yeah. And then you let it hang in the air.
Yeah.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
It's the sound of your mates alive. It's getting to more gigs this year and the next. It's the sound of saying, I got you, mate. It's the sound of mates enjoying even more of this. It's the sound of mates getting home instead of here. Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
Politics Uncensored.
We kind of act like COVID didn't happen. Well, do you think it's had a lasting impact, at least on that young generation that experienced it?
The legacy of it in schools, you see the legacy of it in people's mental health. We're seeing the legacy of it even in public services, even in hotels, hospitality. Everything was stripped back to the bone, and the UK did not have the resilience to recover. So I think we are still definitely living in a post-COVID society where nothing really works as well as it did. If you think things were damaged by Brexit, things were double damaged by COVID.
Pulse of the Nation with Andrew White on FUBAR Radio.
Danny Harmer, hello.
Thank you, what an introduction.
I heard in an interview, this may no longer be the case, but in 2020 you said you never actually read the original Tracy Beaker.
I've still never read it, and I'm gonna go down with this ship, and quite frankly, I shall never read it. I've got this far in life. And do you know what? I think it's kind of, in a weird way, I think it helped me get the part, because I had no idea of this character apart from the character that I made her.
FUBAR Radio presents
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Where are you up to these days with your debt? You said it was at 37,000.
It was at 37. It's been a roller coaster. So I had £37,000 worth of debt, which I then paid back over about 5.5 months. I then continued to work for a few more months, and then I quit my job and went completely freelance. And I had a terrible, terrible year and got back into debt. Fortunately, 2024 has been much kinder, and I'm earning a really good amount each month through my freelance work. But yeah, I'm back on the paying off a huge chunk of debt journey, which is currently stands at about 44,000.
Every Monday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Sorry, excuse me, guys, I'm having a little cough there. I'm Bobby Norris. I forgot I was on the radio then.
Mangling a McDonald's, that's actually what he's doing.
Threw a chicken nugget down my neck. I won't lie. Thanks, Al.
No bods.
Not an ad, but Ronald, if you want to, get in touch, darling. So, whilst we wait for our guest, Carl, anything else caught your eye, babes, in showbiz news? Please don't say no, because we're filling time here.
We're filling time, right. Do you know Big Brother's 25th anniversary is coming up?
That makes me feel old. I remember the first series so clear.
Yeah, I know. God, I'd love to go on Big Brother, would you? Is that one that you would do?
I've been asked a couple of times to do Big Brother.
Really? Mm. Why did you say no?
So originally, and asked, when it's been on different channel, I was so loyal to Towie at the time. And back when Towie started, our contracts were so strict. I wasn't allowed to do other TV shows and stuff. And then they slowly started to, like, ease the restrictions a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'd always just been so loyal to Tearaway that I turned it down a couple of times.
That would have been such a good one. Surely that would benefit Towie as well. Like, if you're, you know, promoting yourself on a different platform, it's only going to make the show bigger.
I think back then, especially because it was kind of the first reality show of its time, we wasn't allowed to... We couldn't really be in shows that had celeb in the title because we was just a group of mates running around Brentwood.
I see.
So it would be weird for Bobby to leave the Sugar Hut and get in an Addison Lee.
Right.
Go to El Street and go and do Celeb Big Brother and then come back to Tearaway. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you weren't allowed to be seen to...
They wanted to see you as a normal person on the show, like not a celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So a couple of times I'd... politely declined it, but I love the show, and this is one of my things. You know, when they say don't meet your heroes, like, I love I'm a Celeb, and I love Big Brother, and like I say, it's 25 years old. I remember the first series with Craig and Anna in the final. I remember literally running home on a Friday night. I've been swimming with my friends. Isn't it weird how you can have the most clear memory?
Yeah.
On finale night, running home to see if Craig or Anna won it. But don't meet your heroes is kind of, bearing in mind, I know I've got a lot of friends that have obviously done Celebrity Big Brother, and I know a few people that have done traditional Big Brother, civilian Big Brother, and the one thing they all say is, Bobby, it's boring as shit.
Yeah.
Because it's 24 hours a day. So how we would pass time, we'd go on the iPad, we'd go on our phone, make a call, go shopping.
Yeah.
You can't do any of that.
No.
And if you're then locked up with a couple of people that get on your tits, which generally happens because that's life.
Yeah.
It's a long old day.
Yeah. And actually, Big Brother's probably the one where you do end up in groups and bitching about the other people in the house, which would make you look bad to a viewer's perspective. But if there's nothing else on and nothing else to do, distract you, whatever, all you have is the news that's going on in the house. So somebody making a cup of tea with two tea bags is like heavy in there.
Like that fucker, he's had two tea bags.
Yeah, exactly. That was actually one of the problems in the last Big Brother house. The guy from EastEnders, the guy who won it, he was making too many...
From Corrie, Jack P. Shepherd.
Yeah, too many cups of teas with too many tea bags. I'm like, you know what, guys, first world problems.
But, I'm a just big believer, what's meant for you won't pass you by, and timing's everything. So... Never say never. I am a huge fan of it. And it's not even just I'm worried about people getting on my tits because let's have it right, fucking work with you, for God's sake.
If you can do that, you can put up with anything.
No gynecologist, but an ad twat when I see one. And, in various jobs. But for me, it's very much don't meet your idols in terms of I love it so much. I don't want it to disappoint.
You'd be so good at it, though.
Thank you, darling.
I'd love
anyway,
to watch.
Enough about me. Our guest, Carl, is just joined the Zoom waiting room. Carl.
Hello. Hello, guys. How are we doing? How are we getting on?
Hello.
We're good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. Just sitting up here enjoying the Scottish sun. The sun's out for a change, so, yeah, up here enjoying it.
God, the sun goes out in Scotland. I never knew.
Yeah, send it to London.
Just as much as you, like.
Scott, so you're actually in the new series of Below Deck.
Yeah, season 12. It'll be out on Hayu June 3rd, next week.
Oh,
next
my God.
Monday, probably Tuesday we'll get it here in the UK. It releases Mondays in the US, but I'd imagine it'll be about Tuesday we get it here in the UK.
Is there anything you're a bit nervous about seeing, looking back at your time?
I mean, there's a lot, actually, this season that I'm pretty nervous about seeing. Yeah, it was a pretty hectic season for me. Obviously, I'd done one before the previous year as well, so I kind of knew what to expect. So, yeah, I came in all guns blazing, so I'm nervous but excited. Nervous.
That's a good situation to be. We've got to ask you, because me and Elle, we interview a lot of people from the whole franchise of Below Deck.
Yeah,
and we had someone on, I think last year now, and he was telling us how one of the cast members was shagging one of the cameramen, basically, or one of the producers. So he was giving her one. Was there any How nicely put. It ain't Valentine's Day. So it is romantic. What it is. It don't need to be romantic. He was shafting her on the boat. So, did any of that go down, Carl, on this series? Did you see anyone fraternising with cast, camera?
No, listen, look, we're all professionals and we're supposed to be professionals in this industry, you know? So, I mean, cast that are on screen and, you know, behind the scenes guys tend to keep themselves pretty separately. I can still only speak for myself. And as I say, I like to think that I keep it professional, but I've definitely heard some loose stories from some other seasons. But yeah, I can't say that I've got any experience with that myself.
Can you tell us one of your loose stories? Go
loose
on.
Loose stories?
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, when the cameras stop rolling and everybody's stopped working, there's time to play then, you know? Leave it at that.
I've heard people getting with first officers and stuff like that, the people who were not on camera. Because sometimes
I'd imagine, when you get into the nitty gritty, I'd imagine there's a lot going on.
Yeah. I'd have a go on the captain, I think.
Well, yeah, if you saw Captain Jason, you definitely would.
Would I?
Oh, you would.
I love a sailor.
Sure. Oh, mate, you would love Jason. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even that way inclined, but I'm thinking about jumping on Jason.
Look me up. Is he on my bus?
Yeah. No, he's not.
Oh, I'm sure you'd convince him.
I'll take him down to Miller and Carter for a steak and chips.
Yeah, I think he could be turned. So, Kyle, can you tell me, how did somebody from Scotland get into yachting in the first place?
It's a bit racist.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm kind of... I stay into yachting. I've never been a yachty, right? I kind of blagged it. I'd done a lot of work when I was down in Australia on passenger catamarans. And so I kind of used that as my experience. But COVID hit. I was in Canada. COVID brought me home to Scotland. And I was just kind of sat, you know, COVID, not doing anything. I must have applied to a million things online. What I intended to apply for was Squid Game The Challenge, because it was an £1 million prize. I was like, get me involved in that.
Yes.
And somehow, one way or another, you know, one conversation led to another, and I was in the Caribbean working on a yacht. About 8 months later. So it was a weird one for me. As I say, I'd never been a yachty. I'd kind of worked a little bit in the maritime industry, but generally speaking, I was as green as they get when it comes to walking on a yacht.
Geez, so you went from working on a yacht to, and how long were you working on yachts before you actually got the gig on Below Deck?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't. I blagged it when I was in Australia. I was literally sitting in Scotland, working in a little hotel, like doing nothing, like going like, what am I doing in my life? And then all of a sudden, this random WhatsApp message popped up. And as I say, one thing led to, it was over the course of about, I would say, 6 months. I'm pretty good. I mean, I've always said, put me in front of any interview and I'll do well. You'll walk away loving me, right? So it's just one of those situations where an opportunity arose and I just ran with it. And as I say, I was in Miami for 8 days doing a whole heap of intensive courses. And then on day 9, I got flown to the Caribbean and told, there you go, walk on the boat, do a job in front of all these cameras. So it was a pretty mental scenario for myself.
It was pretty jammy.
Someone who's not used to yachting or a sailor at heart, did you find that you got a little bit seasick? How was that motion sickness for you?
Well, I thought I would, funnily enough, but turns out I was the one that had the least motion sickness there. So I don't know how that happened. I mean, I've always loved being on the water when I have been, the minimum that I have in my life. But yeah, it's not something that I generally suffered from, which I think was pretty lucky on my behalf, because, you know, going in green and not doing a job and hanging over the side for the majority of your time wouldn't have been the best look.
No.
Yeah, well, especially on the last season, because you were trying to woo Barbie. And you two got along pretty well. What happened after the cameras?
Oh, I mean, look, things happen. People grow, people move on.
Did you give her one?
I mean, yeah, to say the least, my friend.
I mean,
but yeah, look, we all moved on. You know, whether it's bitter or whether it was happy, it is what it is. I think, you know, the whole encompassing experience of doing, you know, a reality TV show together, it brings up big feelings and whatnot. So yes, I mean, still a lot of love for the girl, but you know, we bit our time for a few months after the show and went our separate ways. Yeah.
Did you go visit her in America? Did she come visit you in Scotland?
We did. We went back and forth. She was here. I was there. It was definitely something we tried. But as I say, I think from the lingering feelings from you know, having that heightened experience together, I think we both kind of clung on to it a little bit longer than maybe what we should have.
Right. Had you met her parents at all?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we went. I was at her house, stayed at her house. Wow. She was over here. She met mine, and that it was. I mean, as I say, it could have been, but we're for totally different worlds. She's, you know, she's Miami money, and I'm just, you know, a little Scottish guy, working class, done, you know, worked for myself all my life. So, you know, two polar opposites, really. So, I think it was a pipe dream for both of us.
Did you feel the money divide when you went to Miami to stay with her parents?
Are you kidding me? I walked into her house, I felt like I had to rob someone.
Oh my God, did you? So you felt kind of out of place in her world?
I was totally out of place. I mean, I was a kid, I was a fish out of water, you know what I mean? Just a little naive. Whether I was too naive or whatever, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, it is what it is. But yeah, you know, you live and you learn. So they say, you live and you learn.
Carl, thank you so much for coming onto the show. I've literally got 30 seconds before I have to end the show this evening. Where can people find the show? Say it's next week.
Next week, yep, June 3rd on Hey You streaming. You'll get it on, if you get any Bravo platforms for America as well, you'll get it there, but predominantly in the UK, you'll get it on Hey You. June 3rd, one of the most explosive seasons that they've ever had, and you get to find out if I slept with a charter guest or not, so look forward to that.
Oh. Happy days, watch this space. Thank you so much,
thanks,
mate. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Take care, have a lovely one, guys, and stay safe.
Stay safe.
FUPAR Radio.